Now, can Bambi Thug slow dance Ireland out of its Eurovision sorrow? Seven times winners, but we've only qualified for one final in the last 10 years. Eurovision watchers not only expect the song Doomsday Blue to feature in Saturday's final in Malmo in Sweden, but to compete to win the contest. First semi-final tonight, Ireland's entry is up fourth. We'll cross live to Malmo and to our correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke shortly. But first, Evelyn caught up with McCroom's finest ahead of tonight's performance.
I don't know. I'm like, obviously the bookies is going up and up and up, but it's still, you know, still has to depend on the night. And I'm confident in my art and my performance, you know, and we definitely are bringing something different to the stage that has probably not really been seen at all. So I'm excited, and I'm really excited for all my fellow contestants. I actually hate that we can't all get through because I love everybody so much. But I'm excited to have a day off tomorrow and for us to actually get to hang out after the show and have a nice time.
That's Bambi Thug. Evelyn O'Rourke is in Malmo. I'm dead jealous. Set the scene in Sweden, Evelyn.
Well, the sun is shining, Gavin, so that's a good start to it all. Yes, I'm here backstage in the press centre here at the back of the arena, Malmo Arena here. And just a short time ago, Bambi Thug came through to speak to us. They were dressed in very cool, sparkly, dressed down comfies was the description. But the makeup was done, the hair was done already because they're doing an awful lot of rehearsals here. They will do a preview this afternoon. Audiences can come. That's a ticketed event. But of course, the main thing is tonight. So this is the semi-final, one of two. And Ireland, as you said there, comes fourth in the lineup. I think the UK are straight after us. Now, in 2018 was our last time we got through to the final with Rhino Shocknessy. So everybody's really hoping that the act, that Bambi Thug, will get through to the final on Saturday night. And we will know the results instantly. We will know by the time we go to bed tonight if Bambi Thug has done enough to get us through to the grand final on Saturday night. Fingers crossed, Gavin.
Now, last year, there were two acts which were kind of streets ahead of everybody else. It looks a more open contest this year. I know Croatia are emerging as the favourites, but Bambi Thug now considered to be amongst those, not just to get to the final 11, but to win it, really?
I know, it's nerve-wracking, isn't it? So basically, I mean, we're all stalking the bookies' odds at this point, right? So last night, and over the last few days, really, Bambi Thug Ireland kept coming in around, floating around 10th, 9th, 8th. Then last night, I got a little screen grab of the latest odds from one of the bookies, and it had Bambi Thug up at 5th position, right? Switzerland and Croatia, they're the two I keep hearing about. Great name there, Baby Lasagna for the act there. They do keep topping the poll between them. They keep sharing those first and second place, but Bambi Thug is definitely creeping up. And when I met Bambi earlier here, as they walked through the backstage area here, fans flocked from all the corners to come over and started kind of genuflecting in front of them and cheering them, and Bambi was pirouetting, and the atmosphere was just really good, really positive. I mean, they look fantastic. The look is absolutely brilliant, as we know. The song, people loving the song, and there's just a very good positive vibe around them. So I am quietly, slowly, maybe moving to a place where I think maybe, possibly, we could be on the stage on Saturday night. But as Bambi themselves says, it's all about tonight, and the focus has to stay on tonight and getting it right tonight.
Now, casual watchers tuning in tonight at 8 o'clock on RT television or listening on radio on 2FM, it'll be their first time hearing these entries. But for the people that you're seeing in Malmo, they have been studying these since they won their national contests since January, and they will know these acts inside out. And Sweden itself takes the Eurovision pretty seriously.
Yes, Sweden has done so well. I mean, I was mentioning this earlier. Ourselves and Sweden have a funny relationship now in that we're each on equal pegging. We've each won it seven times. In fairness, they've won it a bit more recently than we have. It's 28 years since we last claimed the title as such. But they take it very seriously. And here in Malmo, this is the arena where Linda Martin won back in 92 for Why Me. So we're hoping that the vibes are good in terms of that. But it's a very serious business. I mean, as you're standing here, the amount of organisation, the amount of security that's here, there's demonstrations due, of course, on Thursday. Israel's performing on Thursday night. Today's quiet enough around here, but there's definitely excitement and there's definitely sunshine and colour and sequins everywhere I look.
Are you enjoying it?
Hugely. I'm here talking to you and every few minutes somebody comes along and just breaks into song beside. So it's really special. It's really wonderful. And just the fans love it. They are so
many Irish there.
I've been talking to Irish... Yeah, so I met some Irish children who'd flown in. A little girl, Aoife, we were talking to her this morning, flew in just because they were such a fan of Bambi Thug. I met another little girl earlier talking about why they were here. And I have to say, Bambi Thug's message seems to really resonate with children. They like this message of inclusivity. They like the sophistication of it and the nuance of it. And I think that's been part of the affection for Bambi back in Ireland, is this message. And the look is great. It's really dramatic looking. But that message has been consistent. You know, I am here and I'm celebrating being unique, and children in particular seem to really respond to that. And the Eurovision fans, we were down in Fagan's Irish pub last night, they were all excited about it. So yeah, the Irish fans here are really taking Bambi to their heart, and if goodwill can do it, it'll happen.
Best gig in RT this week, Evan O'Rourke in Malmo.